Today's date is December 18th, 2015, approximately 1:45, 13:45 hours. I'm going to be calling. Witness to the officer involved shooting.
Sheriff's Department, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Very good. I was given your name and number. Told that you possibly witnessed the incident with our deputy, Carmen Daly.
Yeah, Detective Worthy said I'm one of 100 witnesses, so I didn't know if you were going to call back or not. And I meant to talk to you guys or somebody yesterday, but I had two appointments and I was too shot at the end of the day. So anything you need to know, I can tell you what I saw, no problem.
Okay. Your address is being okay. Well, I guess the best thing to do is just ask you what do you recall seeing? Where were you and what happened?
I was at the car wash across kind of catty corner from the America's Tires on Daly there, and I had just finished washing my F-150. And it's just me and my Husky. We're going to get, you know, we're going to go to Oxnard, Wainimi, whatever. So we want to use the on-ramp right there at the 101 on Camden. So when I left car wash, and it was about 11:30-ish, it wasn't noon yet, but it was approaching noon. Okay, so it's hectic. It, you know, there's all sorts of traffic up there anyway, you know, being the shopping center and whatnot. We get in the slow lane on Daly going towards Camden.
Is it Camden or Carmen?
I'm sorry, Carmen. I've only been 10 months in I'm learning your streets.
Okay.
Carmen,
okay.
Yes, sir. Carmen. So I'm coming up to Carmen. I'm in the slow lane, and then you got an AM/PM, I believe, on the right side corner there. And there's a lane to go in and out of there, and it's marked off. So I'm on the first car on the other side of the lane, and I got a clear shot to where the guy in the yellow. First, I noticed a police car. A black and white, partially on Carmen there, on the sidewalk. So I thought this was a car accident or something because it's all locked up or slowed down.
Now, was that police car? What kind of vehicle was it?
I believe it was Camarillo police. It wasn't.
I know, but
it might have been.
What kind of vehicle? Was it a car or an SUV?
It was a car. Okay. Car. No, car. Because there's a lot of SUVs now, and I would have noticed that. So, no, that was a car. And so then I was sitting at that light, you know, seconds turn into hours when something dramatic happens, but it was long enough for me to see that there was something going on over there, and I saw the guy with the yellow, orangish, you know, whacked out hair, and I said to my dog, I said, you know, here you've got some kook doing something, and I saw an officer. And so then the traffic started to move. I never saw a knife. I never saw any arms in the air. So I saw, but I saw this guy walking towards one of your officers. And I swear, I said to my Siberian, I said, if this jackass doesn't stop approaching him, he's a dead man. And then I came to the light, and he's still on his feet. When the light or the cars in front of me, you know, on a red, whatever it was, got out of my way, and I was the next car to get on the on-ramps right there. So I'm stealing looks. I got to drive and make sure I don't hit anything, anybody. And when I make my right, he's still standing. When I started the right, okay, then I stole one look back, sir, And the guy's on the ground. And at this point, I thought, see, my windows are up. I had the radio on, like 1070. And my windows are up because I just washed my vehicle. So I've got all that going on. I didn't hear, I see the guy on the ground, and I automatically just thought, okay, the guy complied. He either got on his knees, got on the ground to listen to his instructions. I didn't know what transpired until, actually not until the next day, that night. Then I got on the freeway and I saw all these cars, and there was a lot of sirens I could hear in my vehicle when I was driving, even with the radio going. I heard all sorts of sirens, and then when I'm going towards Oxnard on the 101, I see cars just blasting down on the other side, all lit up, sirens going, so they're going full steam. So when I do what I got to do, about some 3 hours later, I get off on Las Posas to go up Ventura Road to go back to my place, my condo. And I saw Camden was still blocked off late in the afternoon, and this is some time. And then I still didn't think that, you know, the guy got capped. But anyway, so the next morning on the Internet, I just scrolled through KTLA's website, and then sure enough, there was that whack job with the sweater or the jacket, whatever, and you know, there's some loudness to that that stood out besides his hair. And then I heard, or I read something about him stealing a phone and making threats and then a steak knife. And so I just kind of learned about it all after the fact. But that's okay. Honest. Okay, I'll stop.
No, I'm done. So you actually saw the video the morning after?
I haven't even looked at the video. No, okay. I saw the still shot of life. That's exactly what I saw coming up. And, you know, I saw the hair and whatever and the incident. And, you know, some hipster jet, you know, and I'm just, you know, come on. So I'm figuring, I've got family and friends in law enforcement, and I'm on the other side. So that's just, you know, and that Motel 6 right there anyway, since the 10 months I've been down in Camarillo now, that seems to be a pocket of you got some real, you got all your tweaks or whatever, and then over on Arneal by the 99 cent, Smart and Final parking lot, you get a lot of whack jobs in through there. So those are like the two hot spots in Camarillo that I kind of keep an eye out. Well, you know, that's just, it is what it is. So yeah, there you go.
I understand completely. So I just want to verify, you were at the car wash, and it's kind of right next to the little sushi place behind the gas station, correct?
Yeah, that's right. There is like a little tucked-in sushi place. There's a breakfast, like a coffee shop across on the other side, but you're right. I'm in that car wash. Yeah, it's a great car wash if you ever need to.
Okay.
Great self-service car wash. So I love
you come out of that car wash, and you get on Daly Drive, and you drive eastbound towards Carmen, so you can make a right turn on Carmen to get right on the 101 northbound. Is that correct?
Positively, that's it. That's correct.
Okay, and then while you're stopped waiting to make your right turn onto Carmen, you saw the sheriff's vehicle.
Yes.
On which side of the street? Was he going towards the freeway or going away from the freeway?
No, going towards into, like, say, going towards up to Ponderosa, going in up Carmen,
okay,
up to the park, that area. And the way he was lodged, sir, I thought there was a traffic. At first, I thought, because it was all slowed down, locked up or whatever, I thought he was responding to, like, a fender bender or an accident. And I saw him park, because it's a really tight, that's a tight intersection.
Yes.
A lot going on there. And I thought, well, he had to pull on the sidewalk. I didn't know what kind of situation was transpiring there. And I, like I said, I didn't even, I feel like kind of an idiot that I didn't put two and two together. I'm a little better at that. But I just thought, you know, he complied. He got down. And then, you know, that was it. But with the sirens going, my windows up, and I had on 1070, I never heard gunfire. I didn't hear anything like that. So I thought the guy, you know, figured it out, did what he was supposed to do, and I didn't know what was going on. So that's, I mean,
that's fine.
You never know, man, huh? Jeez.
Exactly. So the sheriff's vehicle, you said, was facing towards Ponderosa and was kind of parked on the sidewalk?
Yeah, kind of, or just it looked that way from my angle.
Okay.
What it is, you know, that Daly on the other side there, you got those three lanes. Two go two go to the freeway, or the middle one goes to the car wash that I would take, and then you got that right lane, which is always usually locked up with traffic, that goes on to Carmen. So that's, he was like on that corner right there.
Okay,
that
so
I,
was he,
that I remember.
Was he on the freeway side of Carmen, or on the opposite side of, or on the freeway side, or on the opposite
well,
side?
He would be on, that would be the north side. He was on the north side of the intersection, and
okay.
the car was stopped right there.
Okay.
So that, so if you were going westbound on Daly, and you wanted to get onto Carmen, his car would have been on that side of the corner there before
okay.
the incident, where the, you know, whatever was, yeah.
Where did you see the deputy when you first saw the deputy?
I just saw him.
Was he in front, of, the, in front of the police car or behind you?
No, he was on the sidewalk. He was on the sidewalk.
I know, but from your point of view, was he behind the police car or in front of
front, the front, front, front of the police car that I can recall. Yeah. See, you're freezing. We're freezing seconds, and you're trying to drive and not hit. And that's why I wish I mean, the information's basically the same, but that's why when I called yesterday, I wish I had time to talk to you. But it is what it is. And I didn't see any video to... I don't know if I purposely did that or what, but I haven't watched anything. I've seen one still photo of the suspect, and I'm like, yeah, that's a jackass with the yellowish whatever, you know, the freaked out hair. And then
okay.
and then the, I thought he had like a bad Christmas sweater on, but it's like got a red thing in the middle. And the only other picture I saw is I guess he had a like a steak knife or a kitchen knife, you know, as a weapon. And he was all, you know, who knows what he was on, so it's not good. So.
Okay, so when you first saw the deputy in front of the sheriff's unit, where was the guy with the yellow hair or the orange hair?
He had, like, his arms in tight, or, like, his right arm I couldn't see at all. His left arm was still, he wasn't waving, or he was in front of the car, too, or in front of the deputy, some feet from the deputy. You know, he was a good... Still a safe distance, but not, you know, he was walking towards him, and that's why, you know, when I said to my dog, if this guy doesn't stop, he's toast, you know, it's just
which
it's
way,
a simple math.
Which direction was the deputy facing?
I believe he was facing south, and then the suspect would have been facing north.
Okay. And
from
what
I can,
when you
yeah,
were, when
I'm
you
sorry.
Saw that, what was the deputy doing anything in particular?
Well, he was in a stance. He was postured.
Okay. And what was the guy with the hair doing? The yellow hair.
He was just, you know, he was just moving forward, being jerky. You know, he wasn't being like wild, crazy man. But to me, I mean, if you're from a visual, you see that. Immediately, you have to comply with whatever you're being asked. You got to stop, or you got to get on your knees, or you got to lay down, or whatever. And he wasn't doing that, and so immediately, I'm thinking, I don't want to be around here. You know, bullets fly, and I thought, well, this guy's toast. So I just, you know, put two and two together, and then, like I said, that last glance I stole, sure, to. Complete my right turn and then get on the freeway. I didn't look in my mirror. I looked over my shoulder. I had nothing in front of me. I purposely crawled that so there was nothing. And I looked, you know, covering my brake. And then I saw the dude laying down. And to me then, I thought, okay, well, you know, guy figured it out. You know, he's not so stupid after all. So,
okay.
Whatever.
So when you saw the deputy standing there, you said postured, and then you saw the guy with the yellow hair advancing on the deputy. Did you ever see the guy with the yellow hair retreat?
No, sir. Absolutely not. No.
Did you ever see the deputy advance or retreat?
No, he was statued.
Okay.
No, he was locked in the ground. The deputy had his position, and he never... Remember, he just was, you know, in his stance.
Did you see the deputy's hands? Does he have anything in his hands?
That, I'm going to tell you, that what I saw, I thought he had his service revolver pulled and he was pointing it at him at that point.
Okay. Now,
I didn't see any firing or hear anything like that, but I saw him postured with his gun.
Okay. So you said you made your right turn and you grabbed one more look over your shoulder with a clear view, and that time you saw the guy with the yellow hair laying on the ground.
Yes, sir. And I thought, you know, he did what he was supposed to do, and he laid down.
Where do you recall the guy with the yellow hair laying?
On the sidewalk. Okay. You know, and on the sidewalk, pretty straight, so I thought he had complied, but...
Okay. Where was the deputy at that time, do you recall?
I didn't look at the deputy, but he was in his pathway, but the deputy was, what I looked at, because I only had that second or whatever that, you know, time frame is to look over your shoulder and then hurry up and look in front of you to drive onto the on-ramp. I looked at that because that hair was just so, not orange, but so, like, yellow, not even blonde. It was just, you know, freakish hair. And I fixed on that, and I thought, okay, the guy laid down, so, you know, game over, it's all good, and, you know, we all live happily ever after. And that, I just, like I said, I didn't know about this till the next day, so.
Okay. All right, was there anything else that we haven't talked about or that we've discussed here on the phone that you can recall that I should know?
No, you know, being that it's such a busy intersection and everything, it's just the usual craziness that would go on, you know, or you just kind of got to be aware of your, when you're driving and all that. Everything that transpired from that was pretty much what I've told you, and nothing, I mean, other than that, I thought, hey, my truck's all nice and clean, I'm happy, and here we go. So I was a little... unfortunate, I had to see what I saw the next day, and I feel bad for the deputy. He had, you know, it's one of those things, having family and friends in law enforcement. It's just, I know Black Lives Matter, people lives matter, but police lives matter too. Every day, like in fire, you put yourself at a human risk where you're willing, or you put your life at risk, and you have families, children, etc. So I'm definitely... you know, I get a little upset by all that, and that's why I made the call, even if you got 100 witnesses. Like the girl said, when I talked to your desk, she said, well, in something like this, you never have too many, so, you know, if you want to give them a call, we'd appreciate it. So,
no, we definitely appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you accepting my call.
Absolutely.
These incidents are very important, and we need to make sure we investigate them thoroughly, and your statement's been helpful.
Anything you need from me, you got my name, number, please don't hesitate, and I'd be happy to assist whatever else you need. Okay, you do the same. Best to you and yours. Be safe now.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. What?
Interview concluded approximately 1,400 hours.